He was our Palmer's Metal Mart Steel Man of the Game today. Crew Wakely joining us on the headset from field level. We think Crew had his second career pick and first career sack today. Do those numbers sound right to you, Crew?
Yes, they do.
Okay, good. Well, first of all, how fantastic to be able to win the game or lock it down with a defensive play, and when that ball's in the air, maybe you could describe what you were seeing, what your assignment was, and where you needed to be.
Yeah, so crazy enough, it was actually a call it was a defense we haven't run all game. So call comes in, it's a call I love because it puts me in the deep third. So we're just rolling to the boundary, deep thirds, and it was one of those things where you see that ball in the air. I had told Talon Alfrey on the sideline, I was like, he's like, hey, we're going to have to go on defense again. I said, good, I want a chance to end the game. You know what I mean? Like, kind of just joking, but, like, not really. Like, that's, yes. You know, I'm trying to speak it into existence. So when that call came, I was like, all right, sweet, because I know they're going to the boundary trying to stop the clock, right? And then the only thing I didn't know was how deep they were going to throw the ball. But, you know, I'm in my deep third, and then shout out to Mark Collins, the corner, because he funnels that thing to me perfectly. So his job is to be hard on the outside and funnel that into me. So he did that, great job. And then the D-line obviously put pressure on the Q, just forced him to throw it. He's trying to make play. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to be the one in the position to go and get the ball. But a lot of people don't understand. I had, you know, 10 other dudes out there making a lot of – doing their assignment, which allowed me to do my job and made it easy on me. So when I saw that ball in the air, I was like, I got to go get this. This is the one. This is the one you always dream of as a kid. So, yeah, I was just fortunate enough to be in that situation and take advantage of the opportunity I had.
Well, somebody here on Twitter, X, Jake D. Snake, says, make sure you introduce him as former Jordan beat digger Crew Wakely. So shout out to Jordan.
Yes, sir.
They need that shout. They need that love right now. Hey, Crew, I want to go into just a couple of different plays. I'm hoping someday we mention, where were you when the fake punt went down on the road against Baylor? But where were you, and what were your thoughts when you saw that fake go down?
I was sitting on the bench because I wasn't scripted to go in that series, so I'm sitting there just kind of hanging out. And I was actually talking to one of the other, I think one of the linebackers. I was talking to Jack. No, Jack Kelly was it. I was talking to one of the linebackers anyways. And I look up. I thought it was third down. I just look up, and I see someone scrambling. I thought it was Retzloff. I'm like, oh, man, Retzloff is really moving here. I'm like, heck, yeah, Retzloff got the first down. And then I see it's Sam. I'm like, oh, what the heck? I was like, we just ran a fake punt? It's something I knew we had in the playbook because we run in practice and whatnot. But, man, I could have been more excited because I shout out to Sam. He needed an energy drink this morning, and I'm a caffeine head. I happen to have one. I gave it to him, so I'm going to take a little credit.
That's
for
on
that.
You.
That's on me, right? If he wasn't juiced up, he wouldn't have done it. So.
And then it turned out that BYU scores a field goal on the drive, so they got points out of it, and it turned out to be a pretty big field goal because Baylor was going for a touchdown and not a field goal at the end. A field goal would have tied the game, so the points they got out of that drive that came off the fake punt was huge.
Huge, yeah, you can't underestimate any points you get. So,
all right, so a 5-0 BYU team going into the bye week. I'm not sure a lot of people out there in the world saw that coming, but you guys, you keep making, as you say, statements week after week, right?
Absolutely, and that's kind of our whole thing is, you know, just make a statement every week. We're 5-0, so now we have a chance to go 6-0. We aren't worried about going 9-0, 10-0. You know, it's what can we do this week and just focus on the week. And I think if we can keep that focus, we're going to keep the train rolling. So,
Crew, I wanted to talk to you about the defensive adjustments. When you lose a guy like Harrison Taggart, just what do you go through mentally? Because you got to go with different personnel groups. You put an extra big out there or you put an extra nickel out there. But walk us through what you guys had to do, the changes you had to go through without Harrison Taggart.
Yeah, I mean, we're always bummed out to see a player go down, especially a guy like Harry. Everybody on the team loves Harry. So, but the cool thing about Coach Enna is he does such a good job preparing all the linebackers. So, you know, one dude goes down, and you know, you make a couple tweaks just personnel-wise, but the next dude stepped up. So we weren't really too worried about it. Nothing really had to change too much on our end. We ended up going with some different personnel packages just because of what they were doing and trying to adapt to what Baylor was doing. But Coach Enna does such a good job preparing all his linebackers, and he treats them all the same. And as far as expectations, so you know, Harry goes down and we're bummed out about it, but the next dude's right there ready. So no one even bats an eye. No one's worried about it. No one feels vulnerable. So it was good.
Well, we hope the bye week is as good for the guys that are banged up as it needs to be, and we look forward to seeing you back at Lavelle against Arizona here in a couple of weeks. Crew, congrats again.
Great work.
Yes, sir.